Henry has written in, Russell, and says, why are some people more productive in the morning? Because one thing that's come out of the body clock research is that there certainly are different species of people almost, aren't there? People like me who will work late and cannot for the life of them get up and function in the morning. Probably part of that is a coffee addiction problem, but I think there certainly is a body clock issue with me.
Well, Henry raises, a really exciting question. We talked about those clock genes, of which we think there are sort of 12 to 14 of them, and tiny changes in those genes are now being associated with a morning preference, larks, as distinct from an evening preference, those people that we would describe as owls. And you're absolutely right. There are some people, about 10% of the population, that like to get up very early. And we're talking sort of 5 o'clock in the morning, but then they go to bed very early, sort of 7 o'clock in the evening.
And we've got genes that we can map onto those different behaviours.
In fact, there's one extraordinary study called Familial Advanced Sleep Phase Syndrome, where it's been followed through 5 generations now. And it's one tiny amino acid change in one of those proteins, one of those 14 proteins that make up the clock. It's an extraordinary study. And we're now beginning to associate more and more subtle changes in these genes with morning and evening preference. I should say that this morning and evening preference does shift with time. So as one sort of grows up from the age of 10 through adolescence into one's early 20s, there is this tendency to want to go to bed later and later and later and get up later and later. And that seems to be a real biological phenomenon. And there's some very important consequences, I think, in terms of our educational systems that we might want to discuss as well.
So maybe having classes later something like that.
Well, the evidence suggests from University of Toronto, they tested pupils mid-morning or mid-afternoon, and their scores went up by 10% in the mid-afternoon. And what was fascinating is that the older teachers went down over the same time period.